Hey, very nice. We can start off with a drink I've never seen before. Almond Breeze. Blue Diamond Almonds. Almond Breeze. And I was like, hey, I guess if that's just a almond something, almond drink of whatever kind, I'll still try it because I've never had it. But I pulled out the little Google Translate, you know, and it's like pointing it through the window of a vending machine at writing on a can, you know. Graphic design. It's like, is this going to work? But it definitely said something about coffee taste. So I'm like, good enough. That's what I was hoping. Almonds, that's all well and good, but I do hope there's a coffee component. 120 yen in a weekend. Hot style. It's still pretty warm out. Very beautiful, clear day. Definitely above 10 degrees. Don't necessarily need a hot drink, but I don't not need one either. This has actually been pretty nice because this winter has been insanely beautiful. But it's still kind of at that point where, you know, the hot drinks from the machine, it's still just a pleasant thing. It's not like you're freezing to death and you gotta buy drinks just so your hands don't turn to ice cubes. In fact, it's not at all like that. Now that I'm walking around, it's like gotta be closer to like, I don't know. I guess I'm not the greatest with temperature, but it's really nice out. It's not even a little cold. But still, having this nice little warm can in the hand ain't bad. Sometimes, though, stuff does come out of these machines that you can barely hold. It's like, what the fuck? I wonder if that could be with the soups and things. Like, maybe it's more important that they stay really hot. But anyway, let's try this bad boy. It smells almondy. How have I never seen this before? This seems delightful. And it tastes delightful. Sweet, but not crazy sweet. And yeah, just the almondness just gives it this slightly different taste. That is very nice. So I think my plan today is just to stay in my basic neighborhood. After all the insane wild travel I did yesterday out of nowhere for no reason. But I noticed in the continuing adventures of who's sharing the bunks in my little Airbnb room with the four bunks in it. So it was Australians, eh? That's 7 continent hours difference. It was us, two Australians and a British guy. I think British, I don't know. It doesn't matter because they're all gone. One day. Today it was all Germans. The telltale sound of German. I don't know very much German. Mostly just KMFDM lyrics, but you can tell. You can tell German from a mile away. Still no more snorers. All good. Man, I'm just thinking if those first people had stayed this whole time, what a nightmare disaster. Where instead it's all been like, not bad, you know? It is a little weird being packed in with people. I am starting to realize maybe this just really doesn't suit me. I really can't sort of get comfortable, but the place itself is kind of cool. I really don't mind it. The location's cool. The people are just kind of coming and going, and they're not snoring. So I can't really complain. But I thought that was interesting, just that those folk were only there for the one day, and clearly they just got in because, you know, they were still talking about the time zone differences and how much it whacked them out, how jet-lagged they were. So I gotta assume those folk yesterday, they were probably doing a similar thing to what I did in Sankanjaya, where I just booked a place that I knew I could get to fairly easily from the airport. And then I only stayed for 5 days, which was also quite a short amount of time for me. So they must have been doing a similar thing, because this is a very easy place to get to. Not hard to get here from the airport. Which I guess, come to think of it, I also came here from the airport. I was less concerned this time because it wasn't like first arriving in Japan. This was just coming in from Fukuoka. I knew I'd be in the swing of things by now, so it wouldn't be that tough to get to wherever. But it did help a little that it's like, hey, it's right by the Sky Tree. I can do that. That's no problem. So they must have done that for one day and then headed on, which is definitely different from how I do stuff. I definitely do stay at places longer periods of time whenever I can. And like I just said recently, also it occurred to me that with these Airbnb fees, it's like, oh yeah, there's actually also quite a benefit to not moving constantly. There's a lot of extra fees that add up if you only stay briefly. But if they are only staying here for one day, my guess is, having never spoken to these people and only overheard them talking as I was drifting off to sleep for one night, but it must be that they're not staying in Tokyo. Otherwise, I don't know why you would just get a place for one night necessarily. But if you're just going on to Kyoto or Osaka or something, that makes a lot of sense. Who can know, though? I never had a chance to find out. And I was considering going to a Tully's. There's a little Tully's near me that I didn't know about. Marked it on my map just in case, because it's not super duper close. But it's so nice out, and as I walk around, I haven't even put on my little stretchy gloves. I mean, it's probably right on the border. I could put them on. But I have not, so if I'm just going to go sit down somewhere with a laptop while it's still pretty outside, nice and clear sky, beautiful, I'll just head over to the river, I guess, because I was also, like, what am I going to... I guess now that the beautiful dream of the soy ginger mackerel is over, I guess it's just back to my old friend Daily Yamazaki, the one near me that has a bakery right in it. I guess that's the winner. So yeah, fuck it, let's go over that way, swing by there, go to the Sumida, and I can just sit around outside. I don't need to sit in a Tully's. This is not inclement weather. Man, that's one thing. So a van just went by, spewing out the sound of a pre-recorded message. I noticed there's two guys in the car. It wasn't even a lady doing a live spouting of stuff. And I don't know what that was or what that one was about. It's definitely a rare occurrence. But I remember when I very first got to Japan in 2019 when I was staying at Naka Itabashi by Ikebukuro. And there was a bunch of that going on. It was right before Golden Week, or maybe it was during Golden Week. And I think maybe I heard it's like government stuff, like promoting a candidate or something. But just coincidentally, the first couple of days I was in Japan, that was happening a lot. And I was like, dude, what is going on here? Is there going to be this all the time? Is there going to constantly be these nice quiet neighborhoods? I was in a really quiet area at that point. Is it just going to be ruined by fucking people spewing stuff out of loudspeakers? What the hell is this? But then it did not stay. It just stopped after that, and that was it. And I haven't really experienced it much at all this time. In this fall, late October, November, December time, maybe a little here and there, but not enough that I even really noticed. But yeah, that was just very weird timing that I just had this really weird first impression of like, oh geez, how come I haven't heard of that? Surely someone would have mentioned if there's constant loudspeaker trucks driving around all the time. But then, yeah, they just disappeared all of a sudden after a couple days. But yeah, speaking of this idea of staying at places for just one day, or how I tend to stay at places for much longer, man, yesterday was such a weird day. See previous episode for details, but I woke up at 5:30 in the morning and I was like, ah, fuck it, let's go have an adventure. And by a little after 6, I was heading to the train. And then I rode the train all the way to Ome Station, way in West Tokyo. I didn't get there till about 9 o'clock. Then I hiked over a mountain, and I got done with that by about 1 o'clock or so. And then I walked to a train station on the other side of the mountain, and I came back. And the whole thing was so weird feeling. It was great. It was really cool. I'm glad I did that weird little adventure. But I definitely don't think that's going to be much of a repeat performance or a repeat way of approaching Japan, because even though it was really cool, I guess the way, like, before I got to come back to Japan, how when I just came here the one time in 2019 and then after COVID I couldn't come back, so Japan took on this like dreamy quality the like 4 years I was stuck at home in lockdown, where it started to feel like, did that really happen? Was all that stuff real? It was just such an unusual country, and I had such a good time there. And everything is just so memorable. I mean, so much so that I still can't believe I'm doing a podcast every day that I've been here. I just assumed I would run out at some point, and I might still, I guess. But that I just feel like there's always something to say, something to notice. That's why I decided to do this podcast, is because it was like that the first time. And I wished I had captured it a little better. because it was so hard to remember. I was only there for 3 months, the same as this time, but so much stuff happened that it was like hard to contain it in my brain. And it's like, man, was that real? Was all that real? What the fuck? So yesterday, also because I was so tired too, because I really didn't sleep much before I went on that ridiculous adventure. That just happened yesterday, and it already has that sense of it feeling like a dream. Like, did I really do that? What the heck? You know, even as I was on the train leaving Akiruno, and I went by the old Airbnb, and I'm like, there it is. There's this neighborhood. There's all the mountains and stuff, and I barely have time to notice. I'm on my way out. And yeah, it just feels weird because it's such a complete change of venue. I mean, tying it back into Your Name, because I went to the Your Name steps the other day and I rewatched Your Name. It really does feel like that. Like the way the guy lives in Tokyo and the girl lives in the countryside. It's two different worlds, like the two types of Japan in that sense, rural and city. They're so different. They're like completely different places. And that you can just go do that on the normal subway. I mean, it took a while. The trip back was pretty fast. I got like an express on that one. Is 2 or 3 hours really that long to suddenly be hiking over a mountain, you know? And that still on the edges of the mountain, on the edges of just the pure outdoorsness is still convenience stores and drink machines, you know? You still are clinging on to that side of Japan right till the last moment when you let go and you're in the woods. And then you're not in the woods that long and you're back into that side of Japan. But even that has got that countryside vibe. It's still got all the stuff, you know, it's got the things that you recognize from the city, but in much smaller supply and just mixed in with nature. And it's just so fucking good. Whereas even here in the city, I mean, I'm coming up to a park right now. The city's no slouch either. They're just different is all I'm trying to say. I don't know why I'm having such a hard time explaining this. And traditionally, what I always do is just go to an area and just settle for a bit, explore it, get to know it. You know, while I'm here, I'm settled here, I'm learning this area. Then when I head back out west, I'll be there for, I should check how long, I don't know. Longer the better, but I'm not sure how long I'm out there. Then I'll move on to Yokohama, then I'll move on to South Korea, apparently, because I got nowhere else to go, because Japan's going to kick me out. But it's always like building on yesterday's knowledge. Okay, I went this way and this happened. And now tomorrow I can go this way and see what happens. And I can see how this connects to that. And, you know, build out the puzzle. Put the pieces together. And the Ome trip just felt so weird because I was just there. Complete change of venue. Complete change of lifestyle. Complete change of the type of day. Where I was literally climbing up the ridge of a mountain and following survey markers. And like, oh, geez, I hope this works. And now I'm just back in the city. It's just like, what the heck? What the heck? Like, it feels so weird. Where what logically should happen is I should go back to Ome. And I should go on one of those trails. And I should go a different way. Now that I got the basics down. Now that I more or less know how it works. I should be building out that puzzle. I should be adding to that experience. And, you know, maybe not like the very next day. Maybe take a day off in between Ome trips. Maybe go somewhere else. Go to Okutama. Go to wherever, but just add to the area. That's definitely what feels more natural to me. That's definitely what I like to do much better. Because this feels so weird. It's just like whiplash. It's like, man, I was just hiking on a mountain yesterday. The great big crazy wood rendering plant and the two whole people that I met when I was up there. And now I'm in the city and I'm just walking through a park and there's people all over and traffic and whatever, city stuff. And it's like, dude, I want to go back to Ome, but I can't go back to Ome. It's too far away. Costs $11 and it takes 2 or 3 hours. Which really, yeah, more like it costs $20 and it takes 4 or 5 hours or whatever for the full experience. So yeah, I don't know. I don't have any particular point. I definitely don't regret it. It was a fun, weird thing to do. And it's just cool, I guess, as an experiment, as an example, if you do want to go clear to the other end of Tokyo, as far as the train can reasonably take you, you can. It's not that hard. It's not that big a deal. Well, what the heck is this? I was just thinking as I walked through this park, this is just a little south of where I usually go. with the museum and stuff. And I was like, I definitely don't recognize this park. I don't know what this is. And now, speaking of south, maybe has this turned into an adventure? There's a huge bridge. Kiba Park. Oh, okay. Yeah, literally, I'm just a little south. The museum I always use as a landmark is part of this park. It's just like half a block north of me. So I didn't realize there was this big park under here. Barbecue spaces and all this such and such. All right, well, fuck it then. Let's go to Daily Yamazaki. Let's grab some curry bread and whatnot, and let's come back to this park. I think there's not a ton more to it, according to the map, but whatever. Good excuse to go explore the hood a little more. But yeah, that's a good example, is what I mean. I know about this location and that location, and then, oh wait, there's an extra little thing, like, literally right behind that I didn't even know. There's so many little details you can miss and so much little stuff. And man, those Ome paths, like, there were so many different paths. And they all seemed very inviting because even though I had a really hard time getting started, the mountain itself is really very small. It's a lot smaller than all the ones I was on in Fukuoka. Maybe about the same as the one in Dazaifu. But yeah, and just city stuff on whatever side and little landmarks and things. I mean, I did have to walk through kind of Nowheresville for like 45 minutes or an hour to get to the train. There's not much going on outside the mountain, but there's basic civilization. It doesn't seem like the kind of place where there's a lot of worry that you're going to get lost or anything. It's no biggie. And there's just all kinds of mountain trails and stuff. And it's like, shit, dude. Hey, whatever though. Really, I mean, this is just a prelude to when I head back out west for my next Airbnb. Obviously, I know what I'm doing now. Obviously, I know what my mission is. But it's just such a strange feeling to have the mission, to do the mission for one day, and then be yanked out of the mission. We're pulling you out! We're pulling you out of the mission! Ome mission! You get back to it next week. Definitely going to places slow and steady-wise is what I prefer, for sure. Because, yeah, I wonder, like, the whirlwind super trip, like Anna and her brother are my favorite examples because they shared their Google Doc itinerary with me, so it's still on my phone if I want to look at it. The, like, 50 places that they went all across Japan. It's like, holy shit. That must be what their whole trip felt like. Oh, we're here, and now we're here, and now we're here. Wow, wow, wow. You know, that is kind of cool, too, but that's certainly not my vibe. Slow and steady. That's my vibe. Oh, man, there's a washroom in this park right here. Why that's relevant is that there's another washroom sort of on the way to the Daily Yamazaki that is one of the worst-smelling, most pee-smelling washrooms. I mean, nothing compared to that one on that mountain in Fukuoka. That one was insane. This one is just, you know, they're just, it's not quite cleaned quite often enough. I kind of got to hold my nose just because it's a little too pee-smelly. But little did I realize, right here in the shadow of the museum is a bigger washroom in a nicer park that I predict is not going to smell like pee. However, I will not take the recorder in and record myself peeing. I will turn it off. Holy Lord, it got cold so fast. So this park that is just to the south of the big museum, pretty freaking nice. It's, I guess I did skirt along the edge of this the day that I tried to walk to Tokyo Bay. But yeah, if you do the proper bit, it's got this big cool bridge in the middle that goes across the street that cuts through the middle of the park. Besides that, it's just a nice big park. It's actually got garbage cans. That's pretty rare, you know. That's why I'm here right now, actually, instead of standing outside of a convenience store like I normally do, just watching the world go by, which, yeah, like, again, with the temperature, that's what I did just earlier at Daily Yamazaki. Just stood outside. I bought a whole bunch of crap. And Boss Coffee had a strawberry latte that back in 2019, one of my favorite things was the UCC brand strawberry latte, but it was a temporary item. And then I saw a banana one on this journey, but no strawberry. So I was like, let me try Boss strawberry. not as good. Something is just a little weird about Boss Coffee. Something is a little off about it. But it was still okay, actually. It wasn't bad. I wish I could have got it warm. But I didn't need it at that point because, yeah, it was hot. I was standing outside. I was like Jay and Silent Bob. Just standing outside the front of that fucking store, eating all my stuff. I'm yum yum, just watching the neighborhood go by, and it was like hot. It was like, holy shit, the sun is burning down on me. So then I came to this park, and yet not only is it just a nice park and this big cool bridge in the middle, I realized as I crossed, if you go the other way, if you start from the bottom part where I am now and you move to the north, you get a beautiful view of the Sky Tree. It's like framed by the big archway of this bridge. It's like fucking cool. But it's so nice and so warm that I just sat in this park and I just did a bunch of editing, and that's what I did till the sun fucking was going down. And then, yeah, the cold, dude. It's starting to pick up a little now, though, that the sun is just about fully down. It is like that transition period is death. Like, my hands were so cold, and I was thinking, like, yeah, the whole thing with cold is you just got to be prepped. And I think I am prepped, except for maybe my hands. My little stretchy gloves are just not enough. My hands were kind of hurting. It's really cold. I was thinking, like, is it going to snow for Christmas? Could it actually happen? You never know. But yeah, it's like, maybe I need to buy bigger mitts at some point. I might, if this keeps up. But it's just weird as hell, because it was so warm earlier today. Just another thing that a weather pattern that doesn't exist in Canada. It can't be. It's warmer in the day, but it's not warm. I could have had a friggin' t-shirt on earlier today, and then all of a sudden it's like, Jesus, I'm gonna die. So as the sun was going down, I was like, geez, I was really thinking too of like, geez, if I have to use the washroom later, man, I hope I can find a washroom. Like, suddenly I'm going from like, squat toilets, whatever, it's all good, to now I'm like, man, I wish I could get to like the amazing bathroom like by OG Station that's super duper fancy pants and all enclosed and has heated toilet seats. I'm like, I could go for that. If I had to sit on a cold toilet seat right now, Jesus, I'd see my fucking life flash before my eyes. So with that chill in my bones, I was like, maybe I can find a convenience store with seats where I can just get like some, I haven't had ramen in ages. I haven't had any since I left Fukuoka because I was just making it at home in my Airbnb. Now that I'm communal, I haven't had any. So if I could find a place with seating, I could make, you know, get a ramen, get a fucking boiled egg, get a chicken breast, do the whole thing up, super fancy pants. But I was like, whatever, I'm just going to the first one I see because it's friggin' cold. And I saw a Lawson's across the street, so I hopped over. And now because it's cold, they've really rolled out the chicken, the fried chicken, en force. So, this is one of those things I've never tried, and probably for the best, because surely it's more healthy to just eat rice dishes and stuff. I know Chris Broad of Abroad in Japan is always talking about how much he loves Family Mart chicken, the Fami Chicky. But Dogen of Beppu, he's the guy who did a video about how Japanese... the health laws for making shit like this are different in Japan, and that there's like trans fats and stuff that we've long let go of in North America that are in this Japanese food. So he said, it's really not good for you. You shouldn't eat a lot of this convenience store shit. So I kind of thought it was better that I just don't have it. But it's right there today. It's all heated up and ready to go. It's like, fuck it, dude. It's chicken time today. And yeah, for whatever mysterious reason, now as it's getting really dark, it's not as cold. I don't have gloves on right now and I'm not dying. But that transition period, man, that was cold. And then I also got winter limited, some kind of lemon tea. I don't know. But let's start with that, actually. Let's try this. It is a Kirin brand, and yeah, it's got nice lemon taste. And yeah, I figure anything that says winter limited, if I can only get it now, let's do it, dude. Yeah, I mean, I believe it's a tea, but it really just kind of tastes like lemon or honey, lemony honey water, kind of. Not bad, though. But yeah, let's cram this fucking chicken in my throat, because, yeah, I don't intend to make a habit of this, I mean, it's just going to be fried chicken at the end of the day, though I'm sure in that way it's going to be very delicious. I got one that's like in a little carton of like little chicken nuggets that come with a toothpick so you can stab them. Oh yeah, and I got a little thing of mayo, of Japanese Kewpie mayo to squeeze on them. Why not? Let's get real gross. Yeah, I love this Japanese mayo. I managed to find a place in my hometown that actually had it. And it's a little more expensive than normal mayo, but not that much more, and it's worth it. There's a distinct taste to Japanese Kewpie mayo. If you've never tried it, I recommend it. You can put it on fucking anything, and it's just really good. So these are the spicy nuggets, and then I got one that's just kind of a chicken breast. And I mean, I don't know, I guess if this does become a big habit, certainly it's not going to be healthy, but I'm only in Japan for another month, so if that does happen, so be it. But this might be the only time, so we'll see. The mayo's certainly excessive, but fuck it, it was right there. I'm doing it. And just goop a bunch of mayo on these nuggets. All right, hook me up, Lawson's. Feed me my death. All right, well, good news for my health. I love the mayo. God, Japanese mayo is so fucking good. But the chicken nuggets aren't that special. I mean, granted, these aren't the famous Family Mart ones, but I'm sure it's all the same. It's fine, but it's just fried chicken. Yeah, it's definitely not, like, amazing. It hits the spot today, that's for sure. But I don't think this is going to be, like, a big craving I'm going to have. We'll see, though. But that's my initial impression. Good, but not remarkable. A little bit expensive, too. Getting these nuggets and the breaded chicken breast. I mean, each one is only $2.50 or $3 or something. But then a drink, and grabbed a bag of chips, too. I haven't had chips in a while. Go fully unhealthy today. Sodium myself up. But the whole batch came to, like, $11? And I didn't even get a dessert thing where, you know, if I get just like onigiri type rice stuff, like meat's just not a good deal. Meat's very expensive. Where when you get something that is over half rice, probably way more than half in the case of an onigiri, 80% rice, but that's fine with me. It's delicious. And you can just buy a big whack of stuff and your bill. It's rare for my bill at a convenience store to break $10. That's unusual. Or like the other day when I bought all the stuff I could hold from Daily Yamazaki and it was like under $8. So yeah, the fried chicken thing, it's like a premium. It's kind of, you definitely end up spending more. And yeah, it's fine. It's okay. But yeah, it's not blowing me away. It's not that great. And if these are spicy, I'll be a monkey's uncle. Oh man, and yeah, I'm just breaking open the chicken breast now. It's a little weird that it's not in a sandwich or it's not on a bed of rice or anything. It's just the breaded deep-fried chicken breast. But man, the fucking grease. Holy shit. Grease time. Man, though, the mayo is so good. The mayo is 10 out of 10. I looked it up one time and I don't remember the details, but there is something different about the Japanese Kewpie mayo from normal mayonnaise. Because I wouldn't say I'm like a huge mayo guy even. But when I found the place with the Kewpie mayo in my hometown, and I was like, oh, fuck, that's good. And it's just that little bit, too, just to, if you make onigiri at home and stuff, you know, it's never quite right. I never got too great at making the sticky rice actually stick or whatnot. But every little piece of the puzzle helps, and the mayo is definitely part of it. Well, the breast was probably better. And the first bite, I was like, oh yeah, that's pretty tasty, but by the end of it, it's quite a large thing. And yeah, it just makes me feel like a grease boy. I'm just like, getting this thing down, I had to like guzzle half of my fucking tea instead of sipping the nice winter tea as I stroll around on this nice frigid December evening in beautiful Tokyo. I had to like guzzle half of it to just like, oh, wash down this evil, get this evil in my belly, because it's like just, I'm just chewing it, and it's just like rivers of grease flowing through my teeth and in my mouth, and I'm just like, blah. Yeah, no, I think it's safe to say, that's not for me, that's not my thing. I was thinking like, hey, you know, this chicken breast is better, it's kind of good, but I'm still thinking like, do they have just like a bed of rice in there? Could I just buy some rice and put this on top of it? Maybe that'd be okay. But then if I'm going to do that, just get one of the already made rice things that has fish. Just eat the fish. And yeah, whatever these unhealthy cooking methods used in Japan. I don't know, I was thinking maybe it'd be one of those things like how people miss the old McDonald's recipes, like the way McDonald's fries used to be, or the way that they used to make their pies, or even outside of McDonald's, like even like falafel. It hit a point where it was a little tough to find deep fried falafel balls that were just like baked because it's healthier. And you're like, yeah, you know, sure it's healthier, but I kind of miss the old way. So I thought maybe I'd get a bit of that vibe. One of the throwback things, since there's so much throwback stuff in Japan, maybe it'll be some throwback memory to how fast food tasted in the 80s or something. But no, it just tastes like grease to me. It's like that Futurama joke, the Colonel's secret recipe, chicken grease salt. That's all it is. Even the deep friedness, I don't know. I much prefer like just a chicken breast or something. Oh well, it's worth a try. It was a new thing. What in God's name possessed me to buy pizza potato chips to go along with this? I don't know. I might tuck those away. They'll be just fine until tomorrow. I don't think after all that, I don't think I can also eat a bag of chips. I do kind of, now I kind of just want to get like a normal dessert to wash that down. Something, I do think like the frozen dessert part is the best part in all those convenience stores. It's so good. Just weird little cakes and custards and creams and puddings and weird different shit. So I think, yeah, my plan is to just go have a nice nighttime stroll. I'm going to go stroll over to the Sumida now that it's officially dark. That's all it takes. It just takes the time for me to eat some chicken and suddenly it's nighttime. But yeah, it's definitely the chill, that horror chill passed. Now it's just generally a bit chilly. I'm going to go walk to the Sumida, walk up the bank now that all the lights are on, soak in the beauty. And at some point in that journey, I'm going to also go to another convenience store and get something desserty to kind of fight back. I don't know. Actually, that's right. I also had, you can get little tiny mouthwash bottles from those places. And I was just keep one tucked away in here along with dental floss. That's another thing that, I don't know, just the last time I went to the dentist, I was like, Jesus, I'm not too bad with teeth maintenance, but I just hate it so much. I just had little cavities like between my teeth in the back, you know? So it's like pretty tough to get to, a tough to area. And it took a long time to develop because the dentist was like, oh yeah, like I hadn't been in 4 years because of COVID. I tried to call the dentist and like, I couldn't even get through to them. So I'm like, who cares, whatever. So I took 4 years off of the dentist. And they said like, oh yeah, when you were here 4 years ago, we did start to notice in your old x-rays, like a little shadow of these cavities starting. And 4 years later, they're not much worse, but you know, we should take care of this now. So it's like, okay, I'm doing an okay job. If it took that long for my little cavities to develop, that's not so bad. But I'd rather just not have this happen fucking at all. So finally, in my 40s, for the first time, I legitimately am flossing every day. Something just changed in me. I've been doing it for like a year now. It just snapped. I'm just like, fuck it. Floss time. Floss, 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 floss. But along with that, having a little bottle of mouthwash is also delightful and handy. But I just used it up this morning. I used up the last one I bought from a 7-Eleven. Man, I could use it now because my mouth is a cesspool of grease and chicken spices. It's not entirely pleasant. So that's the plan. Gonna go to a convenience store, buy some mouthwash, buy something desserty. Usually once night hits, this is when I start dehydrating, so I don't have to wake up and go to the bathroom all the time. You know, I just don't wanna bother the people at my Airbnb. But I guess it's like a combination of stuff of the last batch, the batch of Germans, they didn't show up until like midnight. So all evening, I wasn't bothering anybody. Nobody was there. So that's one thing is that it's, you never know what's going to happen at a hostel anyway, at an Airbnb, whatever. And it's like Friday night. So probably if it's still them or someone new, it's party time. They're going to go do that type of visit, the type that I don't do. So it probably is not like I'm going to be jostling people awake anyway. And I've got to admit, I'm starting to, because I'm there for so long, I'm there for like 2 whole weeks, there's really no sense of, I guess like I'm going wild. I'm losing my civility in the sense of, I figure if you're living in super close quarters with people, you really gotta try to be mindful. So if I'm the guy who day after day is constantly climbing up and down the fucking stairs of my little top bunk to go pee all the time and driving everyone nuts, that would be bad. But there's been no worry about developing a negative rapport with people or whatever, because no one stays there. Everyone's just there for like a couple days. So whatever, who fucking cares? You know? It's safe to say I'm overthinking the whole situation. And yeah, just the fact that my sleep schedule has been so weird while I'm there, where I just like, I don't know. It reminds me of a story I heard once, the comedian Patrice O'Neill. He had a friend who went to jail for, it was like the gray area thing. He kind of did something wrong, but he probably shouldn't have gone to full-on jail for it. Anyway, he said, yeah, this guy, like jail just, because he was not a criminal type guy. Certainly should not really have been in jail. Surely they could have found another way to punish this guy for the dumb shit that he did. And he just, like, jail, like, broke him. Broke his brain. Where he stopped taking showers because he was so uncomfortable being around the other inmates. And the other inmates, when they smell blood in the water, they're just like, oh, this guy's having problems. This guy's a fucking weird little freak. Let's make it even worse for him. So they started like throwing piss on him and stuff. And he just became the guy in the prison who was just disgusting and would never take showers unless he was forced. And like, what a just bad situation. But that came back to mind because this being at this weird little Airbnb, and again, I kind of like the place, just the very notion of being trapped in with other people, so they're just like, you're just so close to everyone. It made me think of that, of like, this is like the 1/1000th of that, you know, it's like nothing. I'm not freaked out because I'm afraid I'm gonna get fucking beaten and assaulted in prison. I'm just uncomfortable because I'm trapped in with people. And I think how it's manifesting is just to stay awake. Don't go to sleep. Just stay awake. Stay aware of what's going on around you. And it's fucking my shit up. But anyway, all that is to say, on my journey to the 7-Eleven, since I guzzled down this tea so fast, there's almost none of it left, I'm gonna get one more hot drink. Maybe I won't get a coffee, though, because coffee really does fuck up the bladder. Maybe I'll just get a nice hot chocolate. And then I'm gonna go walk up the river, and it's gonna be fucking beautiful. Goddamn, Japan, you're the best. So fucking good, even if your fried chicken is fucking sort of sick. Other people love it, so there you go. Anyway, it's a bit of a uneventful episode, kind of, but I mean, that's probably about as much as I do most days. I don't know. The only difference today is I didn't go very far away. I'm still very close. I'm still in my neighborhood. I just didn't go anyplace, but it's a fucking great day. What a nice little day. God damn, what a nice day. Like, what has my worst day been in Japan? Probably when I first arrived and just the first Airbnb, like that first day, getting in from the airport, getting to the Airbnb, realizing it was this tiny little fucking pillbox of death, and then realizing there were bed bugs the next morning. Holy crap. That was like a 1-2 punch of this sucks. But even by that afternoon, I mean, that was the episode, my first day back in Japan, and it was a great day. Like, immediately everything turned around. And then since then, it's just been a delight of just wandering around this cool-ass country, doing nothing and fucking loving it. So that's my plan for today. Go to a convenience store, walk up the river, possibly consider buying another pair of gloves, because I think I actually might need them. All right, thank you for listening once again. I will see you next time. Adios.